Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash the students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this guy says that his buddy wrote a book on how to earn money and now needs money to publish it. Javier, the absolute legend, is always spot on, and says to tell your friend to read his own book. But he won't do that because doctors don't like the taste of their own medicine. Then again, if he knew how to make money, he wouldn't be writing this book in the first place, which is one of the worst ways to make money, because they sell so few copies. Up next in Texas, this man put a sign on his front lawn to let everyone know he divorced his cheating wife, but he's not thinking it through. She's probably going to go on social media and badmouth him to his extended family and friends, and what's he doing? Telling the neighbors he never talks to that his wife is cheating on him. In my case, my ex-wife sued me because she said I couldn't get an erection. I have evidence to the contrary, but it wouldn't stand up in court. Number three, this woman had three boys, so she wanted to gamble and get preggers a fourth time, with a girl. But God said double or nothing by giving her three more triplet sons. Trust me, it's better this way. She just doesn't know it yet. Women have a hard time living together and are at each other's throats, so a daughter would have basically drove her mad. At least with six sons, she's always going to have someone there to look after her and give her attention when she's old. Moving on, just look at how embarrassing this is. She's doing the Vulcan salute in front of Darth Vader. People used to mock and bully me in the late 80s and early 90s for being a fan of Star Trek and Star Wars. Now it's for normies and they've completely ruined it. What was for nerds 35 years ago is now for everyone. And the funny thing is that Star Trek simps won't even call around on it because they think she's cute. She just needs to remember to live long and use the Force. Number five, she's happy because her fake ID works. Meanwhile, she looks 34 and I think she's older than that. Consuming too much free alcohol from all the younger men that are trying to pick her up as a cougar, along with a bad diet, have made her age off a cliff. Makes me wonder how many bars she had to go to before she finally had to pull the fake ID out. I suspect she was never carded and she's just posting this to stir up some attention. Middle-aged women sure love their attention. Optics, scientific facts are now sexist, as this man said that women and men have different skeletons. Emmanuel was convicted over a Facebook post suggesting that trans people are mentally ill. It's true, though, that the trans community has higher rates of mental illness. Meanwhile, real criminals committing violence and robbery are often let off with a warning or slap on the wrist. This just proves that the Second Amendment in the United States is more important than ever. Number seven, the wall takes them all. Kate Winslet is 50, and that's not the worst part of her story. She's also a single mother, and all three of her kids are from different fathers. First, she lets Leo sink in the Atlantic Ocean as one of the greatest movie villains of all time. Then she had three anchor babies to make sure child support and alimony flowed from three men to her. At least she didn't do surgeries and end up looking like these beauties. Moving on, there are 1 million Muslims in London, and if you're still single, you need Muzz, the Muslim dating app where Muslims meet. Then again, don't half of them just marry their cousins anyway? I should get a tan and put myself on the Muslim dating app and see what happens. You know that the hoflation is getting seriously out of control when even Muslim men need dating apps. Watch their fertility rates crash as burqa women's standards hit the ceiling. I also wonder if you can be 9 years old as a female on the site. Number nine, if you think that all of modern Christianity is better, then you're wrong. Much has been compromised. Many modern preachers are telling men to man up and make themselves worthy of a woman's submission, and then also telling women that they're perfect the way they are. I guess the preachers know who fills their collection plate, either with their money or their husband's money. I also hear that these days there are more women in churches than men. Up next, this woman says they love their Somali neighbors. They definitely won't when the welfare money runs out. Looks like she's also a pastor with that white collar. I hope that the Catholic Church hasn't started letting women become priests yet. Then again, odds are that she's just a Lutheran pastor. I didn't know this, but their female priests dress the way that the male ones do in the Catholic Church. Imagine the simps going to church trying to pick up the female pastor. Number 11, Kamala once said that you can get more things done when you do more things. Imagine if she was president. She's a moron and was never meant to be a presidential candidate in the first place. She was only marginally better than Sleepy Joe. Here's another one of her stating the obvious, with the quote saying, "You know it's cold outside when you go outside and it's cold." Or you can check your phone, lady, and it'll instantly tell you the temperature without even having to go outside. Moving on, Emily wonders if men can stay loyal to just one woman. She, of course, means the chance that have tons of options. Yes, they can, but they won't because they don't have to, and women will still sleep with them. Ordinary women can't help but throw their cooch at the top chance, and then scratch their heads wondering why he won't stay. Most women aren't worth committing to anyway because they bring tons of chaos to a guy's life, and what do we get in return if we're lucky? Sex a few times a week. Number 13, you have to love this. The Ramadan Pulled Pork Special, for only $2.99. Muslims get to eat free here at the Three Little Pigs Barbecue Pits. If you want to keep them in the jeets out of your restaurant and serve pork products, and fry everything in pig grease, and you won't have a problem. Also have a black guard dog on the premises. It's your free will to have all those things, just like they have the right to pray in the middle of the street these days. Up next, here's a real picture of Tim Walz being hugged by a bunch of kids that aren't even his own. It's just a photo op, but am I wrong to think there's a PDF file vibe going on here? Also, unlike Kamala, he had a job to go back to, and she just disappeared like face masks from COVID. Considering that he's the governor of a state with lots of Muslims, maybe he's just using them as human shields from all the powerful shrapnel that might be tearing him up. Number 15, apparently Pfizer mRNA has been found in over 88% of human placentas and in 50% of unvaccinated pregnant women. Does this mean that people are shedding the vaccine and the people that didn't get the shot still have it in them and it's editing their genes too? Even the billionaires aren't safe. It's the equivalent of microplastics and fluoride in the water supply. All you can do is try and limit your exposure as much as possible. Moving on, forget about just teachers graping students. I'm guessing we're going to be hearing more stories like this one in the future where female PDF files do terrible things to their own kids. Well, in this case, stepkids. And she gets 90 years in prison for doing it. Which hopefully doesn't mean that she's going to be out of prison sometime next week. And now taxpayers are going to have to pay to keep her alive for the rest of her life. Looks like this is a trans female also, and not the mother. Number 17, New York City is quickly turning into a real-life Gotham City with Ma'am Danny appointing a convicted armed robber to his public safety commission team. This is like watching Bane put all the criminals in charge of Gotham in The Dark Knight Rises. What do we even call that second upper lip? Or are those just gums spilling down for some reason? Then again, he is a criminal, so maybe they're wearing down this guy's mouth out in prison. Up next, if only things were this easy. That male firemen could go into a burning building and a sign on a door saying they don't need a man, and then just let the fire consume the purple-haired hippo in the apartment. What do you guys think of these female firefighters in New Zealand? Probably just as useful as those female cops in Australia at Bondi Beach. They couldn't take down an active shooter for 20 minutes, and a male off-duty cop had to do it instead. Number 19, meanwhile in crazy Canada, a woman is offered assisted death because she can't get surgery. But hey, at least our healthcare system is free. She can get the operation in another province, but she needs a referral from an endocrinologist in her province, and none of them are currently taking new patients. But according to some stats I found, even though Canada has this level of medical monkey business, it still has better health outcomes in the United States. If you can afford good coverage, I doubt that though. Moving on, here we have one hell of a simp soccer star. He plans on marrying this retired adult spicy content woman. He says that she's never going to be making another film again. Sure, but the damage is already done. Also, this proves to me that sex work and debauchery are being normalized. This guy can have tons of high-quality women, and he chose this. He definitely wins the King of the Simps trophy at the Cuck Awards. This time next year, she'll probably be wanting a divorce from him. Number 21, a female lioness can mate with a male up to 40 times a day, and will get aggressive with that male if he can't keep up with her. At first, it doesn't sound that bad because sex only averages 28 seconds for them. But remember that an alpha male lion has to mate with several females during mating season. He gets so sick of sex that that's why he has one or two other lesser males to help him out. Bros before hoes, don't you know? And I'm sure they don't mind passing on their genes either. Up next, what is love without sex called? How about the friend zone or maybe even marriage because the dead bedroom situation is far more common these days than usual? In either case, it's a scam. But there is a word for this sort of love and it's called platonic. And usually involves parents with their children. Otherwise, if you're in a relationship with a woman that doesn't allow you to relieve yourself inside of her, it's called blue balls. Number 23, Americans think they've got it bad. What they don't realize is that the prices in Canada's largest cities with regards to real estate, Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver, have gone up 40% faster, and not only that, but our income per capita has been going sideways since 2015. Canada also just passed Bill C-3. Which will open up the floodgates to immigration even more. If you're born in Canada and leave, then your descendants overseas have the right to citizenship and government benefits forever. Moving on, speaking of housing costs, people say that the great weather is the reason that homes in LA started over $1 million. But Toronto and Vancouver say, hold my ice cold beer, because our weather is terrible. Vancouver rarely gets this warm throughout the year, and Toronto only has 3 months of weather like this, and our homes also start over $1 million. As for LA, it's basically South Florida with more taxes and tons of homeless people. Number 25 and the last one, speaking of Toronto, we just finished a light rail project that takes 55 minutes to go 10 kilometers, or 6 miles. It's faster in many cases to just take an e-bike or e-scooter. Some people have been able to outrun the train on foot during rush hour. E-scooters are the fastest way to get around town, but the city has banned them, claiming that they're dangerous. But they didn't ban e-bikes. They just want people to pay for transit instead. If things continue like this, then in 10 years, the fastest form of transportation in the entire city will be basic walking. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.